A cybersecurity expert says COVID-19 has made our workplaces less safe from online viruses. Dan Taube is the interim chief information security officer at Illinois State University. He tells Eric Stock businesses, schools, banks, and others who had large numbers of people working from home are especially vulnerable.
It's not only just the devices that they're using may not have the protections installed on the devices, but the detection of an event or an incident that we may see on our own network goes unnoticed. And so maybe they did get malware or a virus on their computer, or their password was compromised because of a phishing attack. Since they're working away from the organization, our tools that monitor the network don't see that activity. And so during the pandemic, the attackers know this, and they shifted a little bit to be the volume of attacks increased, as well as the methods that they did to target remote individuals. Now, added to that was they used what we saw in the legitimate space as some of their scams. So they would say, click this or respond to this to get your financial benefits or your unemployment insurance or your sign up early for the vaccine. They use those as well because of the pandemic and were very effective with it.
Did it make us easier targets because of this? In our desperate search sometimes for the right information?
I think so. In research that's been done about why even trained individuals fall for social engineering attacks, it's usually because of distractions or too much going on. And I think with the pandemic and everything else going on in general society, it created a lot of noise that whenever something seemed urgent or important, you just get into the sense of reacting in the moment, and you're not doing the checks and balances that you would normally do when everything's calm and comfortable. And I think that's a product of the pandemic and what we've been going through.
Any examples that you can speak to in your work experience where those distractions have built up and have caused someone to take their eye off the ball, so to speak?
Yes, I can share one in particular for myself where luckily I thought about it and considered it and caught myself, but we had a few incidents of security events that required all hands on deck. It's the entire team responding, bringing in other individuals, analyzing a lot of information. And during one of those events in particular, as I'm focused on everything going on, many communication channels, different audiences to speak with, I received a phone call. And that phone call, I associated with the event and being legitimate, because they said just the right type of things to get my mind in this distracted state to think it was related. And it was just one thing they said that led me to pause for a moment, ask a question of them, and realize, no, this is unrelated and happened to be someone trying to compromise me individually.
How safe is Illinois State University from being hacked?
That's an interesting question. If someone were to ask if we are secure, I would be hesitant to say yes, but I would assert that we're always working towards being secure. It's a continual effort type of thing. Now, over the past year alone, we've done a lot of projects to specifically address threats that a university or higher education in general faces. We are better now than we've ever been, just out of a sheer need to do it with the pandemic and everyone being away from campus and having less chance to educate them, but also because we see the attempts to compromise us. We experience it every so often that it's more than just phishing. It's someone that's trying to get into our environment, and that will be a constant battle. Now, there's one specific challenge we face as a university, and anyone in education will share this. We can't be too restrictive. We need to enable the core mission of the institution to teach and conduct research and communicate across the board, where we're limited in exactly what we can do.
That was Dan Taube from ISU's Information Security with Eric Stock. Taube says consumers are generally lax about protecting their online data. He says they shouldn't use the same password for multiple accounts. He recommends using a password manager that can store passwords and generate secure passwords. He says scammers have also gotten better at disguising phishing attempts to look legitimate.